Foreign-backed insurgents in Syria admit to having abducted civilians from the Alawite minority last year. A newly released video shows Takfiri militants claiming responsibility for kidnapping at least 95 women and children back in August. The civilians were nabbed from villages on the outskirts of Latakia. Insurgents say they were holding them hostage to secure the release of their prisoners in government jails. In this video, the militants say they were ready to swap the captives for 2,000 prisoners. In a rare recent move, the insurgents released 30 nuns in a prisoner swap deal. The government freed 25 prisoners in exchange. Earlier, we were joined by Mimi Alam, who's a Syrian activist from Sydney. She said the recent prisoner swap has emboldened the hostage takers.
And the mainstream media, of course, hasn't paid much attention to the story until recently, when the nuns were released. And this prisoner exchange must have emboldened the current hostage takers, who took the women and children in Latakia, to try to exchange them too in a similar deal. The nuns were taken from their monastery in Maalula to Yabrud because the Syrian army was known that it was about to launch an offensive there, and it is a very strategic piece of land. So the reason the nuns were taken there was that they were taken as human shields. And that is why before the real offensive inside the Yabrud city is launched, this deal had to be struck to get them out.